The show's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. Lots of music on the program today, including some of it sung live in our studio by members of Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They're giving their spring concerts this Saturday and Sunday at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign, and singing live some tunes from the concert in our studio. Then in the later portion of the show, we'll talk with Paul Wirth, who runs the Iron Post Bar in downtown Urbana. There, it's a wonderful venue for jazz and other kinds of music. And on Friday evening, they're giving their first annual jazz festival, starting at 4 o'clock. And we'll hear some samples of some of the groups that are going to be appearing on during that festival. It's Live and Local. Stay tuned.
She broke it to me gently over breakfast. She told me as we sipped our tea. She only lived 2 miles away. Saw the Dodgers play. She could see them every day. Saw the Dodgers play at Ebbets Field.
That was a performance by, from a disc called E&J, a trombone duo, who are Eijiro Nakagawa and Jim Pugh. And they're performing with a band that included pianist Andy Ezrin, bassist, let's see, on that cut, it was Jay Lanhart and a drummer John Riley. And I can't find that the vocalist is actually identified here, which is too bad because I rather enjoyed his singing. It's called The Dodgers, Jay Lanhart's tune, so I wonder if that means that he sang it. Don't know. That's from E&J's disc called Just Us, except it was them and a few others. On Live and Local today, we have the first part of the program, several members, well, more than several, what about 13, 14, of Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus under the direction of Megan Smith. They are singing their concert for the spring this Saturday at 8 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign, and a Sunday performance at 4:30, also at the same location. That place is pretty much their permanent home, and they sound wonderful there. It's a wonderful venue to hear all kinds of different music, and it's also a nice open inviting spaces in many different ways, and so all the more appropriate for them to be there. And we're very glad that you all are here today to sing some songs. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Megan, your theme this time around, women's words, women's voices, it sounds like it could be kind of generic, you know, for what Amasong does in general, but did you have anything particular in mind with this program?
Sure. It is a really common thing for Amasong to program the words of women, either settings of poetry or the words of anonymous women around the world that come to us in folk songs or chants or songs that are unauthored. But this time we wanted to really focus on when a community of voices come together in pursuit of one goal, the idea of creating one voice, which is something that choirs work out a lot, blending the ensemble of many voices together into a unison. And so our poetry supports that, so we explore that from a lot of different angles.
Do you mean literally unison in the context you just described of singing a lot in unison, or you mean beyond that?
Maybe the more metaphorical concept of unison, both that we sing and you can't tell exactly whose individual voices we have, that we have a nice blend, but also that the ideas of a community coming together we have prayers, so we have communities coming together in a spiritual sense, in work, in in child raising. We have a set on mothers and children, and we have some proverbs that are the voices of a culture that have been passed down to us without an author. So that's sort of our idea.
Speaking of mothers and children, when you were here last, you were about to become a mother.
That's right.
And you are now a mother.
I am now a mother. I have a 5-month-old son.
And how has it been?
It's been great. It's been great, yeah.
That's good to know.
Well, thanks.
Because you're stuck with him.
I would say blessed.
Yeah, exactly, blessed. Exactly. Well, and then children and mothers is actually a theme that looks like a big chunk of the program.
Mm-hmm. A third of our program, yeah, or a quarter of our program.
Oops, I missed a bold-faced portion there. It's about a quarter here. God and life of the spirit comes next, work and life, and then the Proverbs. You want to give some examples, or should we just right off sing an
Let's
example
one.
Of one of those?
Yeah, I'd like to sing one of the lullabies from the Children and Mothers set. This is a song from the Republic of Georgia, and in traditional culture, the moment of falling asleep is said to be a particularly dangerous time. There is a lot of room for evil spirits to get in and influence a person at the moment of falling asleep. And so this song is sung when placing a child in a cradle for the very first time. It's a circle dance. We won't perform the circle dance at the concert, but the song is a circle sung around the cradle to offer protection to the child. This is Es Akvani.
Traditional Georgian song, Es Akvani. What does that mean? It sounds like lullaby-ish nonsense syllables.
Yeah, about half of it is nonsense syllables, nai, nai, ni, nai, nano. But each verse talks about a cradle and then the child in it. So it's saying, this cradle is carved. Inside a boy is carved into it. This cradle is made of chestnut. The one lying in it is running around. This cradle is made of hazelnut. The one lying in it is celebrating. This cradle is made of plum. The one lying in it is made of crystal. So some beautiful poetry about the cradle, the supportive, safe place for this child, and then many attributes of the child.
I'm curious from anybody who wants to address it in the group here, and I should say that for anybody just listening in, we are talking with Megan Smith, who is the director of Amasong, and we have 12 members, plus Megan, of the group. You've got how many total singing the concert?
We have, I think, 50 this concert.
50? Mm-hmm. That's even more than last time, I believe. Seem to be growing again.
Yes, we have a nice
wonderful.
Group.
Yeah,
nice
it's great. But I was curious, as I'm looking over the program and listening to that song and just knowing the long history of Amasong, that much of the music on every program is in some other language. And I know as somebody who directs a choir that it can be a challenge for the director even to remember to tell the choir what you're singing if it is in another language. At least it's a challenge for me. How do you guys deal with that challenge when you're trying to actually sing it? Remembering what the words mean, even paying attention to what the words mean, being aware of them?
This semester, Megan had a new approach to that problem, and she gave us homework assignments every week for several weeks in a row to look at the translation and write it in over the music where those words fall in the music so that we'd have a very present reminder of what we were saying. Because it is so easy to get lost in the sounds of the words, even if you know the language a little bit, to remember what you're actually talking about. So she gave us a new system of really focusing on that this semester.
And did everybody do that assignment? Everybody's nodding.
You're getting lots of head nods. That's good.
Did you get graded?
No,
you did not get graded. Is in the proof at the performance. Yeah, Deb Townsend.
Well, another thing that Megan did that really helped was to always find one way or another native speakers. I should say native singers, so that we could get it right. That feels really important to us.
Specifically for the pronunciation, or
for the pronunciation. Yeah.
That's a lot of different native speakers to find if you actually got somebody for everything.
We got one person from the university here. A lot of recordings is a way that we make sure that we understand how these languages are sung, not only the way they sound, but the vocal tone that is used.
Do you have anything in Icelandic on this program?
No Icelandic this time.
One of our hosts here, Vicky Geronimo, took the challenge of working on the pronunciation of that Icelandic volcano.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I looked at it and I just didn't even bother. And then we had an Icelandic violinist who was actually in here. Didn't know she was Icelandic until we were partway through. And so, in any event, that looked rather difficult. What about dealing with the difficulties of pronunciation? Even though you've got somebody to come in and coach, I know that some people adapt more easily or pick up languages more easily. Is that in itself a challenge, never mind what it actually means?
Anne. Well, the biggest challenge is actually with our native language, English, because most of us come from the Midwest, which means we've got a really strong Midwestern accent, which I actually have myself. When I listen to myself on the radio or in recording, I go, oh my goodness, that woman has a very strong Midwestern accent. So Megan struggles with that a lot. How do we say the word M-O-T-H-E-ah?
Ah, right. Mother, not mother.
Yeah, well, that's not exclusively Midwestern. Yes, ma'am.
I would say that there is definitely a challenge involved in some of these languages because they string together, I don't know, four consonants. And you put your tongue in places in your mouth that you're not used to putting it, and then you follow it with another place that it doesn't usually go to after you make that sound that you've never made before. So I found it quite challenging, but really rewarding to sing in different languages. And the diversity of languages, I think, is a really strong point of the program.
So how much do you go home and practice then?
A lot.
Yeah, good. Well, not all choirs do that, so that's very encouraging. But I mean, you guys probably have—I'll bet you more than just about any choir. Well, absolutely more than any choir I know. Do so many more languages. The challenge is just—I mean, we've got—I think you've said some of these, Megan, but you've got traditional Scottish. Good grief, that can be difficult on its own.
Scottish Gaelic is a challenge.
Yay. Try Irish, I think, is even worse.
I don't know. We've done Irish and Scottish Gaelic.
Really?
And I think the Scottish is a little bit harder.
Really? Okay. Georgian, you just did. Romanian, that's probably not so bad, actually.
There's some different vowel sounds that we've had to work on, but yeah.
Anything in Czech? That's something.
No Czech this time.
Okay. And even some English. you know, I wonder if part of the challenge of sometimes in English is because it is natural to us, we forget that chorally speaking, it can be really difficult to be understood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with another language, in a way, it doesn't make any difference because chances are nobody out there speaks it anyway. I mean, yes, you want to do your best, but do you put translations in the program?
Absolutely. All of our songs are translated in the program, so you don't have to worry about knowing what is said, and also we have an orator who speaks them out loud.
That's what I was just going to ask. Is Norma Martyr still doing that?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, for ever since. How many of you, if anybody, has been in the group since the beginning of Amazon?
We don't have any beginning members.
No beginning.
Some people in the community. Have been here quite a long time.
Yeah.
But nobody
of the 50, nobody's still left from the beginning. Wow.
Not at this
time. Who's the longest term with us right now? Anne? Anne Robin. Right. Talk a little bit about the progress of the group from your perspective, Anne, from the days with Christina Berger through, you know, aside from, we don't want to need to talk about the individual attributes of the directors, but I mean, as a group, how do you think the evolution has happened?
Well, I think the greatest thing is that we're still here, and next year is our official 20th anniversary.
No kidding.
Although there's been a little controversy about when the actual anniversary is, because we're not sure exactly when the actual beginning was, because it kind of slid into existence rather than one actual event. I think the continuity is the most amazing thing, starting with what Christina did. She started doing all the different languages. Of course, the idea was women's words, women's voices, mm-hmm. which is the theme this year, and honoring a lot of women composers. We do that a lot too, which is great, including contemporary composers, including all of our directors have written or arranged music. But I think the continuity is the most amazing thing, and since I was with Christina in the beginning and the discussions, people were very, very concerned that the dedication to high quality of vocal performance and really excellent quality of music be continued, because it's fun to get together and just sing. And we can get together and sing all kinds of fun songs, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And we do that, but that's not what Amazon is about. Amazon is actually vocal performance at a really high level, given that many of us are not professional musicians, and a few of us don't even read music. So that's what the challenge to the music director is, and our current music director is definitely up to the challenge.
Well, you're a good tribute to that, all of you singing here today. You said that the Amazon is about the music. The name of the chorus, though, is always right up there, you know, with the subtitle is always there. Mm-hmm. Champaign Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. How has the lesbian feminist part altered, if at all, as mm-hmm. time has gone, or the importance of it? Ma'am.
Maria.
I think we've had sort of shifts in how much we've been able to be involved directly in sort of struggles. Whenever opportunities come up to be in support of things, like we sang for the opening of one of the houses for the Center for Women in Transition. We sang for the Gay Games when they were in Chicago. So we take advantage of opportunities as they come up. And I think one of the challenges is staying connected to the community in a way that they really know they can draw on us. So, like, we have in the past performed for Take Back the Night, but that kind of shifts in and out, and a lot of that has to do with the leadership in the various organizations. So that's one of, I think, the challenges, particularly because many of us really are focused on the music, and it can be challenging to really find the time to be connected and reach out. But I think that we do that whenever, I mean, you know, just singing on this program is one of the ways that we maintain our connection to the community, and that we let people know, you know, we want to be out there supporting folks and singing for things and being involved in things. And then another way that we're sort of politically still involved with things, which may seem trivial, but to me it's really important, is that among the choir, previous members and current members, a lot of times whenever anybody sees anything that they think is an issue that we would be interested in, it gets sent around to everybody. There was recently an email to sign a petition to help prevent the exile of a woman who's seeking sanctuary in the UK. And I think, you know, those kinds of messages get sent around to us all the time and give us as individuals and as a group opportunities to stay connected to social justice issues.
So that sounds like almost more general social justice rather than necessarily issues that are lesbian or feminist.
It can be, although a lot of times what comes around is like this particular woman who's seeking asylum, is her life is being threatened because she's a lesbian and because she put together a film. I can't remember her name at the moment, but I mean, so a lot of times what we hear about and the things we get involved in are supporting gay and lesbian rights or supporting issues for women having equal pay, those kinds of things.
Something, just to piggyback on that, something that was a founding principle from Christina Berger, the founding director of Amazon, was that making music in the spirit of lesbian feminist identity is in itself an act of activism. So the fact that we have these connections within the community to social justice issues, we aren't necessarily singing songs with those words in them, but this is a part of our identity that is very strong, and we represent that in person at our concerts and also in the way that we make music together.
I was going to add, in addition to the kind of activist-oriented things that Megan and Murray have been talking about, as a new member, I find that Amazon is a really supportive, wonderful, loving place to go every week to sing with other people. It just, you can feel the love amongst all the members, and I know that sounds a little cheesy, but you really can. And it's really the support group that's there, I think, on a very individual level, is, you know, the personal is political, right? So in a way, I think that's another important aspect of the lesbian and feminist orientation of the chorus.
Anybody else want to jump in on that before we go back to the music? What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do another Georgian song, and I would like to read the translation in its entirety so that we get a sense of how even the words of women from around the world, regardless of culture, fit with this idea of the feminist identity, the lesbian identity of the chorus. So working songs are a place where women get to speak their innermost thoughts that might not necessarily be acceptable in the greater society. And here we have a mix of spinning imagery and love songs. So the spindle has rubbed my hand sore. This is a song for spinning. The spindle, I wish it would break. He promised me, he deceived me. Would he break his neck? On the flax comb there remains yarn. My respect for you still remains. To the well I drove the oxen, the red ones, the horned ones. The girl with whom I have a date has long hair down to her ankles. So it's not necessarily a narrative all the way through, but we have lots of different images. And this is Hurtlis Nauduri.
Sung by Amazon, who are giving their spring concerts this weekend in Champaign. And they are with us on Live and Local. Members of them are with us on Live and Local.
Oy nani dana na kheta gasat khel mao
oy nani dana na tampir dada momat klila
oy nani dana na kisem mosat khel mao
oy nani dana na sache cheshi makli tamcha
oy nani dana na mesheni dan khatri tamcha
oy nani
Oy nani dana na tsiteli dagiani oh
Oy nani dana na merom gogo devi pire
Oy nani dana na koche bamdet miani oh
Oy nani dana na khetal maheli dam kala
Oy nani dana na khetal gasat hel ma oh
Music from a traditional Georgian song. Well, it was a traditional Georgian song. Pronounce that again, please.
Hurtlis Nauduri.
Right, better you than me. I didn't get the coaching. See, I would need to know more of that. And you've got a couple of different soloists who are not going to be you on Sunday
right.
and Saturday.
Right, yeah, the two soloists for the weekend couldn't be here today. So.
But that was Megan doing it.
Yeah, I jumped in their stead.
Megan Johnson-Smith, director of Amasong, and they're with us here on Live and Local. 12 of their of your members out of about 50 on the concerts. 8 o'clock Saturday and 4:30 Sunday at McKinley Presbyterian Church at 5th and John in Champaign. This is Live and Local. Our show today comes in part with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. This Saturday's wine tasting features a lineup of all Spanish wines. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. Coming up on the show in a little bit, we're going to have Paul Wirth, who is, I forget if he's owner, manager, or both of the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. They're having their first annual jazz festival tomorrow night. Lots of different groups involved. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to have members of the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble playing for us live under the direction of Jordan Kay. And also, we're going to have a vocalist who is performing on Saturday at Aroma Cafe in Champaign. And her name is Hillary Scott. She's actually visiting town. Along with, who did I just have on the show Monday? Gloria Rubel performing on that same program as well. So that'll be a nice show tomorrow. What's next?
Do we have time for two or one?
How long are they?
about 2 or 3 minutes each.
Two.
All right.
You can even do them back to back if you want.
Great. This is The Stove, which is on Amai, one of Amasong's four CDs, and this song is a favorite of feminist choirs around the country, and it is in English, so you will be able to see why as we sing it.
One day my mother took up a sledgehammer and pounded her kitchen stove into bits. Pounded, pounded, pounded her, pounded her, pounded her kitchen stove into bits. She served cold cups to my father for lunch. In that age and in that place, such a challenge to my father's authority and right. Such a challenge, such a challenge, such a challenge to my father's authority and right. Was mysterious, outrageous, 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 even apocalyptic. The demise of the stove is piecemeal destruction poked at the heart of the country, at the quality of life in the town. The quality, at the quality, at the quality of life in the town. And one day, without warning, my mother took it apart and laughing beat the old stove to death. Laughing and laughing and laughing beat the old stove to death. And one day, without warning, my mother took up a sledgehammer and pounded her kitchen stove into bits. Pounded, pounded, pounded her, pounded her, pounded her kitchen stove into bits.
And well-deserved, too. The Stove by, words by Ann Kilkelly, music by Zay Munn, and sung here by members of Amasong. Ooh, they're doing an adjustment right in front of me, switching voices around here, which happens fairly frequently in concerts where you regroup.
We have songs that are in three parts, songs that are in four parts, songs that are in two parts, and so sometimes we mix up the formation a little bit.
And one more?
The last song we'd like to sing today is an arrangement of Eli Eli. This is a very well-known song, text by Hannah Tsenish and the melody by David Zahavi. And the arrangement here is by Champaign-Urbana's own Allison Fromm, who wrote this for Amasong about 10 years ago and has revised it for us to sing on this concert. The translation is, my God, I pray that these things never end. The sand and the sea, the rush of the waters, the crash of the heavens, the prayer of humankind.
Eli Eli, in an arrangement by Alison Fromm, and just looking, tell me again who it is.
Hannah Cenis.
Cenis. What kind of name is that?
She was a Hungarian, a Jewish woman, an assimilated Hungarian, who then moved to Palestine. And during World War II, she was part of a group of paratroopers, is that the right word? They parachuted into Hungary to rescue some imprisoned Jews, and she died in that process. And this was one of the poems where she just prayed that things would continue after she was gone.
And the melody by David Zahavi, sung by 12 members of Amasong. And you are?
Lizzie.
Pam.
Elizabeth.
Kaisa.
Maria.
Janet.
Anne.
Beth.
Shasta.
Deborah.
Annie.
And Megan. Megan Johnson-Smith is director. Amisong's giving its spring concert this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 8 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church, 5th and John in Champaign. Same location Sunday at 4:30. Hope you get a chance to go out and see them. And it's a sliding scale charge.
Yes. We ask a donation for admission, $10 to $20 more if you can, less if you can't.
And for more information, amisong.org is the web address. Thank you all very much for coming and joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Support for our show today on FM 90.9 is provided by the Friends of WYLL and by Christensen Construction Company in Champaign, building and remodeling homes with a focus on durability. More information about Christensen Construction is available at 217-417-3970. Stay tuned for Paul Wirth of the Iron Post about their first annual jazz festival in Urbana tomorrow night. We'll go out with the title track from Amisong's album called Amai. The full Amisong Ensemble, in the direction of Christina Berger, their ensemble, their disc called Amai, which is also the name of that tune, and again, their concerts this weekend in Champaign. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Next on the program, Paul Wirth, who's owner and operator, and as he said, chief cook and bottle washer. Of the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, giving its first annual jazz festival tomorrow night, and quite a festival it is. Starts at 4 o'clock, and it'll go up to midnight or so. And thanks for coming in on pretty short notice, Paul. I don't know why I didn't even notice this was happening. I'd seen it, and it didn't register before.
Well, I got full page, the feature section of the News Gazette last Sunday, so...
That's always helpful.
And then things like you, thanks for having me in. Actually, the event's a three-day event. We started last night with Ray Sasaki, came from Texas, former trumpet teacher at the U of I, very popular, very talented trumpet player, but he brought an ensemble, brought Howie Smith, came from Cleveland, Joel Spencer and Marlene Rosenberg came from Chicago, Chip Stevens played, local jazz faculty, so... there was some really, really good jazz last night at the Post.
That
but then tonight
like
is the Music Art Blakely, which is Kareem Yemsep is a doctoral candidate in music, and he's put together several projects, and this one is his kind of tribute to the great jazz drummer Art Blakey, and so they do all his tunes in the classic Blakey style of trumpet, tenor sax, and then a rhythm section, and Kareem arranges a lot of the charts, and it's, I mean... some great talent. It's you think of U of I students, these are doctoral candidates, so a lot of them are in their 30s and have already had careers in jazz. Several of them, Nick Schroeder and John Beckett, went to North Texas, which is one of the probably premier jazz schools in the country for their undergrads and their masters. Laura Driscoll's just getting her... undergrad, bachelor's in music. She'll be on piano, and then Kareem on bass, and local Jeff Magby, who got his master's from the U of I, is the drummer who they played one other time with Jeff, and Jeff definitely pulled out all the stops in playing in the Blakey style.
So he's quite a drummer. He's been around for a long time.
Yes, he has. He's one of the top drummers in town.
I think he was doing the master's or had finished it when I got here 18 years ago.
He plays in a lot. He plays in rock bands and jazz bands, and and then, of course, Saturday we start with 4 o'clock, the Parkland College Traditional Jazz Band. And this will be, hopefully, weather permitting, on the patio. And then at 5 o'clock is the concert, U of I Concert Jazz Band featuring Darden Purcell. And then after that, we have Kareem Yemsep putting a combo that will be on the patio. That'll feature Holly Holmes, which is another jazz singer. Then we have the U of I jazz faculty after that, which will be Chip McNeil, Glenn Wilson, Tito Carrillo is going to play, and my Spanish is terrible. It's Carrillo.
You did it just fine.
Well, he likes, you should roll your tongues on the L's.
Oh, well, Carrillo.
Hey, there
yeah.
you go.
Double R, yeah.
And then I think Jim Pugh might be there. They'll have a rhythm section, and finishing that part up and all that stuff is going to be for no cover because of the grant we received from the Urbana Arts Council to do this, will be the Jordan Kay's Music of Django Reinhardt, which is an acoustic four-piece that plays the music of the, I think it was Belgian-born, but is considered French guitar player that was basically one of the precursors to swing from the 20s to the 40s. He played with Stefan Grappelli and very influential. You'd recognize a lot of the songs of
sure.
Django. And then after that, inside, which we will be charging cover for, will be Darden Purcell and local pianist Donnie Heitler doing a duo thing that's something to look forward to. They're pretty magical when they get together.
And you brought along Darden's CD called Easy Living.
That's correct, and those CDs will be for sale.
Other CDs as well from other groups?
Yes. In fact, we just discussed that today as far as setting up a merchandise table. Actually, we'll have T-shirts I'm having made that says First Annual Iron Post Jazz Festival. And then there'll be CDs from the musicians that they can buy.
And you picked of Darden's CD, Your Red Wagon, Gene DePaul. It's a mix of composers here, Gene DePaul, Don Ray, and Richard Jones.
It's kind of a standard, but it swings just a little bit.
And she's with, I don't know if they're all on this particular tune, Chip McNeil, sax, Sean Purcell, her husband is guitar, Chip Stevens, piano, Dennis Carroll, bass, and Stockton Helbing on the drums. The vocalist is Darden Purcell, my guest Paul Wirth here on Live and Local. And Chip Stevens heard on the sax there, with bassist Dennis Carroll, Stockton helping the drummer, and elsewhere on the track, guitarist Sean Purcell and Chip Stevens. Did I say Chip Stevens sax? Chip McNeil, the sax.
Darden is the,
and Darden, the vocalist.
5 to 6, 5 to 6:30.
Say that again. I had your mic turned down.
Oh, the Concert Jazz Band will be playing Friday from 5 to 6:30, and Darden is the vocalist for that. And Sean, her husband, is the guitar player, and all of the top U of I musicians will play with that.
And this is at the Iron Post downtown Urbana. The first annual jazz festival starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow and runs up until about midnight. Lots and lots of different groups, as Paul Wirth has outlined here. Paul is the owner and operator of the bar. And, Paul, you just do a tremendous service to certainly both your bar, and but especially the community, being and all the musicians, giving them a venue, which the venues for jazz have dwindled in the last number of years, but you've taken up the slack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy that it's become a success and that I can continue to do it. I don't know about jazz venues dwindling. We were just talking, I was talking to someone else the other day, Melissa Murley, who did the article in the News Gazette. We now have jazz. 10 years ago, we had very few jazz gigs and performances in town, but now there's Silver Creek does every Friday. V. Picasso is doing it 5 nights a week. You have Jim Gould's in downtown, does it a couple days a week.
Zorba's.
So there's probably 6 venues now that do jazz.
Well, I guess it would have been more accurate to say that it had dwindled.
Yeah.
And people are picking up.
Well, right? That goes to Chip McNeil. I mean, when he came here and took over the music program, he won as a very accomplished and renowned player in his own right, both tenor sax, alto sax. I've heard him play every sax, but he also is a fine piano player. But he'd been in the business so long that he's had all these contacts and friends. Chip Stevens was a friend. They were in the Woody Herman band together and the Arturo Sandoval band together. He originally brought in Jeff Grubbs, who he'd known from that band. Jeff ended up moving back to Ohio, and that's when he brought Larry Gray down, who's, you know, a very accomplished bass player. And, of course, Jim Pugh was top call in classical and in jazz in New York for years. He brought him in. And
trombonist.
And Glenn Wilson was, Glenn actually got here before everybody else. Glenn was a top call baritone sax player. In fact, a saxophone player once told me that there's 2 schools of baritone sax playing in the world, and Glenn is one of them.
No kidding.
But he married a woman who was a dancer, and she got a job teaching dance over at ISU in Bloomington, Normal. And so he was actually here before those guys got here. But and we've just had such a rich jazz tradition. There's always been lots of local players. Jeff Helgeson, you know, has been around for a long time. Lamont Parsons, Donnie Heitler. I mean, a lot of the people, Chob, Tom Wirtle, that had gone through the U of I program, Ray Shizaki coming back, and some of them stuck around. Tom Singer has a great band.
Tom Painter.
Tom Painter's in town. A lot of these guys, Magby, that, you know, Jeff Magby, that graduated from the U of I and stayed around. But so it's always been there. I think the increase or the adding emphasis to the U of I School of Jazz Music has certainly helped. It's brought in a lot of top players, but and also the students, and you know, a lot of them now consider this kind of home. So I noticed last night when we had the jazz sextet with Ray Shizaki, was I saw a lot of new faces. And then afterwards we had the Dan Pearson piano trio, and there were several tables of people that I'd never seen before. So maybe it's just the fact that they're being exposed to this great music, and that tends to build the audience, and therefore there's going to be more venues. And as long as we have this wealth of talent and people that want to come out, you know, we'll keep doing it. And hopefully, well, the Iron Post Jazz Fest, I've dreamed about for years. I couldn't have done it without this grant from the Urbana Arts Council, and I hope they think they're getting their money's worth, because I did do 3 days and brought in some pretty top talent. Yeah. Maybe next year they'll give me some more money.
Well, and then it's got to be, I hope they're showing up at the show, because if they see the doors.
Actually, a guy came up to me last night and thanked me for the festival. And I said, well, you know, it was an Art Council grant. And he goes, yeah, I know my wife's on the.
That's great.
On the board.
Great for
And I'd
you
never
guys.
Seen him before. So I, you know.
That's great.
But
well, let me. We're going to hear. We'll just have time for one more tune here. But let me run down. In fairness, a few of the other gigs going on around town as quick as I can. It is today Thursday, isn't it? Road Song is at El Toro Bravo in Champaign. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Acoustic rock. They were actually on our show at one point here. Let's see. Sam Ginger, a piano jazz player, is at V Picasso in Urbana tonight at 6:30. Tree Thump is also at V Picasso tonight at 9:30. If you like didgeridoo and in a sort of a rock setting, that's there tonight. And a jazz cafe at the same time yours is going on. Urbana Middle and high school jazz bands and combos are playing tomorrow night at the Urbana High School. Ash Devine is singer-songwriter and caring clown, she calls herself. She's at the Red Herring Cafe in Urbana tomorrow. And I just communicated with her. She'll be on our show next week at some point. She's going to be around for a little more than a week and performing twice next week. Those are just some of the things going on. We'll mention some more on Live and Local tomorrow. And let's see, you brought along the Chip Stevens Jazz Trio. Chip Stevens piano, Ken Walker bass, Todd Reed drums. And what are we going to do here from here?
This song is a medley of two traditional songs that he kind of does very rudimentally. And then the last song, the last part of the song is called Burn, which is pretty obvious once you hear it.
Including Up a Lazy River and Sweet Georgia Brown in here. And Paul Wirth has been my guest this portion of Live and Local. Pleasure. Thanks for bringing in the music. And if you want more information on the Iron Post, you can see all the gigs coming up, at least for the next couple of weeks. Best place to go is not their website, but the MySpace page. And you can just look up Iron Post on the MySpace.
So MySpace/Iron Post Bar.
There you go. Paul Wirth, thanks for coming in. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's the Chip Stevens Trio. And we've got the Writer's Almanac in a bit. Classical music starts at 106.